The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, "What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward." The steward said to himself, "What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do then. When I'm removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes." He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, "How much do you owe my master?" He replied, 100 measures of olive oil." He said to him, "Here is a promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat." He said to him, "Here is promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commanded that dishonest steward for acting prudently. "For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light." Gospel of the Lord. So I think this gospel mainly for us Christians than the pagans, or especially for priests than the layman. We are supposed to work harder and harder, but we are not. And Jesus said, the people, those are not working for the Lord, they work much harder, even use all ways, all the ways, all the means to help themselves. But we don't much. In other words, we don't pray much, we don't ask much, we just like to be. So I think Jesus wants us to more strength in our daily life. Seeing the pagans, they work hard for their livelihood, and we do not work hard for spiritual life. We take it easy. Or just when time is free, do some prayer. We don't have, might be not so strict a fixed time, but at least put some time on a daily basis for prayer, for silence, or for reading, or just to be with the Lord. Or if you're close to church, come to the Blessed Sacrament for some time. And this is how we gain this life, spiritual life. Otherwise, we lose, because those are working for the worldly benefit. They work harder and harder, and we just let it be. This is not the will of God. So I think Jesus, using this parable, is telling us we have to work hard so that we can have life. And Jesus promised, "I will give you life, life abundantly." And this is the will of God the Father. But at least you have to open your heart, open your hand, and ask. Ask will be given.